So what was it about Jacksonville other than the money that enticed you?
When you look at this organization, this is an up-and-coming organization, and it got a lot of moving parts that's going in the right direction. And in this league, when you start getting to, you know, certain amounts of money, you begin to look at this life-changing money regardless. But I guess it comes into play that you want to start winning. And, you know, it's nothing against Cleveland, man. I have nothing but love and respect for that organization and love for the city. But, you know, I feel like this organization is going in the right direction. And, you know, it's a lot of moving parts, like I said, with some good players in the right positions. And I think that just been missing a couple of key positions that can get this ship rolling. And I think that the thing's going to be addressed. Someone was addressed in free agency and the draft and things like that. So I'm excited to be a Jaguar, man. It still feels surreal right now.
Tashaun, how did the Jaguars sort of pitch that they were the spot for you other than the money, but did they get into how they want to use you in their defense?
Yeah, one thing about me is I pride myself on seeing the ball and getting the ball, man. And that's one of the things that I want to make – wanted them to be able to say, hey, man, if you want to utilize me for my abilities to be able to cause turnovers and be of that resource, then, you know, that's where I want to go. And one thing that they told me is they're going to let me be me. They're not going to ask me to do too much. That's out of my game. They're just going to let me play football and let me go back to playing football the way that I know I can play at a high level. You know, and albeit, you know, God willing, injury-free, I feel like this is going to be a huge year. You know, and a guy like me, the way I pride my game on, when you got guys like Fowler coming back, Malik Jackson and Audric and guys like that on that line, and you know, whatever guys they add throughout the draft and the free agency process, I mean, I'm just sitting back there licking my chops, man. I might have another 6 or 7 picks this year.
You mentioned injuries. Can you tell us what kind of you went through last year and how much that limited you?
Yeah, you. One of the things where I had a high ankle sprain, and I never dealt with something like that before. And, you know, I've had an MCL tear, practically completely torn. And I would say that ankle injury, that's one of the things where you don't even completely get your full explosiveness back for about 8 weeks, man. And for me to make an excuse to you guys, man, I'd be lying and saying, like, hey, you know, because it's things that I still feel like as a player that I hold myself accountable. But, you know, it held me back from being a player that I know I wanted to be. You know, it held me back from doing the things that I was accustomed to doing in 2013 and 14. So that did limit me a little bit, but I'm not going to sit here and make excuses. I'm a better player for it today. Because I've learned from my mistakes, and you know, like I said, man, I'm excited. You know, injuries are part of this game, and it's the type of player you are is how you battle through adversity, man. And I'm just excited to have this opportunity to be here with an organization that really value me and my talents.
Has it affected how you have trained in the off season, or are you 100%? Is it fully behind you at this point?
Yeah, it's 100% fully behind me. You look at something like that. It happened so early in the season last year, but the point when it happened, it was just something that kind of lingered throughout the season. You know, it happened like game 5 of the season, you know, so that kind of took away, you know, the 4 games I missed. And then, you know, the couple ones that I came back just trying to get my feet wet. But right now I'm 100% good to go. I was cleared, officially, and I'm just excited, man. I'm excited to get the ball rolling, man, have a healthy full offseason. You know, last year I didn't get that luxury. I was still battling from my MCL injury and my hamstring that was complications from it. So I got a healthy offseason, man, and I'm excited, man, to get back on the roll like I was.
You've gotten a bunch of yardage on your interceptions. What do you credit that to? Is that anticipation, being able to – yeah, I mean, how do you explain getting that much – 300-something yards of interception returns off of
Probably because I could have been an NFL running back, maybe. I don't know. I think that, man, I always thought I was an offensive player, man, so I guess that's my time to kind of pitch my play to get a couple carries, man, maybe. But, you know, it's just having instincts. I think that's one of the things, man, growing up playing offense predominantly till I got to college. You know, I never played defense, really, up until I got to college. So it was one of the things where, you know, once the ball is in your hands, you always want to score. You don't get many opportunities, man, and I've been blessed each of the past couple of seasons to be able to get my hands on a lot of balls. But just once you get the ball, man, you never know when you're going to get another opportunity, so you got to make the most of it. And that's my motto every time I get an interception or a fumble recovery. It's just, man, I try to get to the end zone, man. And it's no better feeling than if you ever see a defensive player in the end zone, man. You know, we don't know what to do because we're not used to it, but hopefully, you know, that trend changed, man. But, no, it's just something that you just try to pride yourself on. Somebody like me, myself, for sure.
Tashaun, Mike from First Coast News. you brought up that Malik signed and you guys signed. You were one of the last to sign. How encouraging was it to see them invest a lot in those two players coming in here?
I mean, that's huge. I think that this was one of the organizations, man, that I kept eye on. We've been in contact with since, you know, the greater part of since the Senior Bowl, man. And seeing those signs, I think we all, when we seen the first sign, everybody kind of like, dang, that's a lot of money, man. And but in all realistic, being serious here, man, he's I seen how disruptive and how dominant he is, man. And the only thing I could have thought about is like, man, if I could pair with a guy like that, I mean, that'd be huge for me, you know. And that's one of the biggest things as a DB, to have guys like that, as disruptive as a guy like Malik Jackson, man. You know, if he